Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. All right, before we kick the show off, big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor. Thank you, Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral for being our title sponsor. We do appreciate your support. And if you need a car, Fort McMurray, you should be going down to Noral Toyota. Great local organization, so thank you. On that note, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, Elliot. I'm Jason Sherman. I work in one of the cannabis stores here in town. And yeah, I'm looking forward to chatting to you a little bit about cannabis today.
Yeah, man. And yeah, you've been here before. This is your second visit.
I have.
So you're familiar with what's going on. Yeah. New set, but
looks great.
Same topic. Thank you.
Looks great, by the way. I even walking up to it, it's awesome to walk up to this place.
Thanks, yeah, man. Yeah, we appreciate it. We're in the heart of Wood Buffalo, supporting the downtown core. So
yeah, which is where I am, and I totally support the fact that you want to make this place.
So I got a question for you, because like we spoke just like for 2 seconds right before we started off this, and you were talking about, which I've always had the thought, and I've never understood how somebody could do this, is the working out and utilizing cannabis.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people do it, but I'm just like, I just think about like that. I can never go for a run or lift weights drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
But I hear people do this and like, how?
Yeah, well, so here's the thing. I think the most important place to start is there's a lot of layers to cannabis.
Right.
Know? Importantly, THC being one of those, right? So when I smoke something before working out, you know, I try to keep it to more of a lower mid-range THC.
Okay.
Terpenes, I'm a big terpene guy. So again, terpenes are very critical too in this. Something that's high in caryophyllene helps relax the joints. So I'm getting that health benefit from that.
Okay.
You know? And then when it comes to THC, you know, speaking honestly, I've never been someone who enjoys the cardio aspect of working out.
Right.
I have a bit of a puff. I get on a bike and honestly, time just is gone. So one of the things I really found is it was really helping me improve and make my cardio workouts longer.
Right.
You know, so right away I was seeing some real benefits there. And that's where the mental part of it, you know, you're de-stressing as you bike a little harder. And yeah, just some of that even relaxing to get into the gym again. You know, it had been a long time since I'd gone. So, you know, it was really nice to just settle my nerves, get in there. I put my music on and you're kind of in your own place. And yeah, so really the dialing in and again, some of that tension that's in your body before the workout really helps as we're afterwards too. Same thing, right?
Now, you're saying you inhale, so you're smoking before you go to the gym.
Yeah.
Is there any other alternatives, like in regards to, because I know nothing about this industry.
Absolutely.
Is so like I'm the best person for you to talk to, because I'm asking the beginner's guide.
Yeah,
like, are there drops you could take? Are there edibles that you could take? Is like what's the thought process here? Like
100%. And again, wide variety of products in the legal market these days, right? Mm-hmm. From edibles.
Yeah.
You know, there are some ready to mix beverages. So again, you got your pre-workout shake. Why not drop a little THC in there to kind of get things going? Some CBD for after.
Right.
There's topical. So if you don't want to actually inhale anything or ingest something, the topical creams are phenomenal. Just again, for loosening
creams.
Up some, absolutely. There's a wide variety of topicals out and dosages as well. So, you know, something for an older guy like myself, maybe a little bit on the elbows and knees before the workout. And yeah, slathering it on pretty good after the workout. And I can tell you, I have tried everything in the drugstore, prescribed many, felt nothing was going to work. I am thoroughly impressed at how well cannabis cream does help these things. So yeah, if you are not a believer of anything cannabis, come try some topicals and you will definitely see some potential there.
Interesting.
And then there are oils and caps as well, just to kind of get you the big spell of it for sure. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Interesting. And like, there's tons of, like you were saying, there's beverages and the food-based products that you can purchase now too. So there's a whole bunch of different avenues of consumption, it seems.
For sure. For sure. And again, you can look at things the pre-workout, you know, to relax the joints. Right. I still like a little bit of THC during my workout, which is what I like the beverage, the powders about. You know, I just put it in my shake And then CBD, really nice for after.
So why? What's CBD? Explain to me. CBD has some wonderful health benefits. Okay.
You know, and one of them being it really helps relax the joints and whatnot. So again, for some of that inflammation, it just settles things down. So, you know, if let's say you gotta go to work after the workout, mm-hmm. great for that. You gotta go home and take care of the family, you know. Mm-hmm. Some of that can help, you know.
That's right.
So yeah, it's really cool. It really is interesting. Okay, and then
interesting.
CBD and sometimes, you know, more of a heavier indica for after the workout because now I'm going home and it's time to just relax.
Right.
I struggle to eat.
Okay.
You know, and as someone who's always has felt kind of thin, packing mm-hmm. on some weight has been a big goal of mine. And again,
right.
cannabis helps me eat.
That's right. So that's right. Oh, facts.
The whole run of that workout, it hits a little bit of everything for me.
Okay.
Right.
Cool. Yeah.
And you're right. Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah. I'd have no idea. Like, it's just one of those things to me. Like, I grew up in a generation that was very, like, anti-drugs.
Right.
Like, this is your brain on drugs.
Absolutely.
Or I was joking around with Tanner, like, to watch, like, the Saved by the Bell episode where Jesse gets addicted to caffeine pills.
Yes.
And so that's... And I drink, and there used to be liquor on the set.
Yeah.
There's still liquor behind the set, by the way, for anybody who's wondering if where it went. It's still here. But so, like, I can't put myself in a place where you would use a narcotic, any narcotic,
right.
to do something that is of a benefit in regards to working out. So for me...
You didn't even use Tylenol.
That's right. I don't even take, like, exactly it.
Absolutely.
And so, like, and I remember after I did a really hard run one time, somebody was like, hey, take this Advil, it'll make a difference. And I'm like, I don't do that. And they're like, just take it, you idiot. Because I was in a lot of pain. And, like, right away, I was like, holy, that made a difference.
Right,
it's so interesting to me to hear and be able to talk to you about, like, how could marijuana, cannabis help with working out? But everything you said, like, makes sense.
Well, and to be honest with you, these are all things that I have benefited from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not me reading a book trying to explain it to you.
Right.
You know, and I think that's really important in cannabis is to try it.
Yeah.
You know, and
very
for someone like yourself coming from that destigmatism, it can be tough. You know, you have been raised a certain way.
That's right.
There's still that it's a narcotic. Well, I don't look at it as a narcotic, and
I
never really did. This
that's
is
right.
something to take instead of a narcotic.
That's right. Very
so
interesting.
Again, the levels of it and the aspects are quite phenomenal and amazing. Yeah. And I think that, you know, when it comes to, if we can continue to talk about fitness and cannabis, you know, it's something that I thoroughly enjoy and I'm hoping to do more of it within the community again, so people can say, okay, well, I never thought of that. I want to try it. So I hope that this summer we are doing some cannabis friendly things within the fitness community here in Fort McMurray.
It's
actually a big goal of mine. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
Now, the last time you were here, I don't know when the last time I met somebody who was so enthusiastic about the community came on the show. Like, you came here and you were just like, man, I'm loving walking, I'm biking. I'm like, you were describing, I'm like, where do you live? And you're like, oh, I'm in downtown. Like, you were like so amped about the community.
Yeah.
And you still are. Like, we bumped into each other and 100%. You still are. Now, you were chatting a little bit about how to promote the community a little bit better and to promote cannabis a little bit better. What are the ideas you have kicking around your head there?
Kind of the concept I've been running with lately is this whole destigmatizing of cannabis, the community, the culture of it. You know, it's something that's been very important to me. I always am trying to prove to people that what you thought a cannabis consumer was, it's not entirely true.
That's right.
And the same thing with Fort McMurray. Like you said, I mean, I talk to friends and they're blown away by how much I thoroughly love it. So
that's right.
When it comes to talking to tourism, I just think it's a unique opportunity here within the community that maybe we can start showcasing cannabis or Fort McMurray, as a community and maybe make it a cannabis destination.
Okay.
Where people want to come and consume cannabis, you know, and get out in nature.
Yeah.
You know, and just see all these things that you know about, Tanner, about that I love about this place. You know,
that's right.
Like, I still love living down on that river and Mack Island, having a smoke and walking along that interpretive trail, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to kind of get lost within nature and...
Yeah.
Some of us that like our cannabis really want that connection with nature.
Right.
And this place is so beautiful at the end of the day. And I see a unique opportunity where we can kind of show people cannabis is not what you believe it is.
Right.
And Fort McMurray is way more than you think it is. It's not an open pit mine.
That's right.
It's a wonderful, beautiful place. And now that spring's here, please come up and experience this. So,
Have you kicked, you literally dropped this idea, like, literally a second before we started.
Yeah.
So, which is great. That's why I wanted to turn on the cameras. Have you spoken to anybody about this? Like, have you reached out to council? Have you reached out to economic Would Buffalo like have?
Honestly, no, not yet.
Okay. So it's just a nugget of an idea.
It is. It's okay. A nugget of an idea. Okay. I do admittedly struggle with confidence, so okay. It's tough for me by myself to go out and do these things.
Right.
So
right.
Luckily, I work at a cannabis store where yeah. I meet like-minded people all the time.
So, right.
You know, I have talked to people, hey, is this something you would be interested in? Or even simply, hey, cannabis has been legal for 3 years. What would you like to see now that it's here?
Yeah.
You know, like cafes and such like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, so yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right now, I'm literally just trying to feel people out and gain some support. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, have I knocked on a door yet? No, not yet.
So,
but
okay.
I'm really cool. Hoping that I can start meeting some people. And yeah, as a group, we can now go to city office and say, hey, you know, what can we do? How do we work with you, get your support to do these kind of things within the community? Because I do feel that's important at this part.
That's right.
There are lots of things that are going on right now, still in that black and gray market.
Yeah.
But no,
yeah.
Let's get the community support. And because
yeah.
tourism is important to Fort McMurray, yeah. I want their support.
That's
let's
right.
do this right.
Yeah, you know? Very
so
cool.
So yeah, I think it's a unique opportunity. Let's do yeah. something. So yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk more about that, but Tanner Absolutely. Hit me with the signal that he's ready for his segment called the Max City Minute.
Right.
But before we get started with that, we got to give a big shout out to our sponsor for this segment, MIB Moving here in Fort McMurray. They helped us move into this beautiful new location. Super professional, super quick. They were awesome. If you need a local mover in town, MIB,
great.
Give them a shout.
Stuff.
All right, Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All righty, question number one. What is the best strain that you have ever smoked?
Oh my goodness. Recently I tried the Virtue Galactic Glue and it was everything as advertised. I really enjoyed it. So yeah, right now that would be my top strain right now.
Question number two. What is one thing people would be most to find out that cannabis is in?
Cannabis is in.
Yeah, it's in a lot of different things. Topicals.
Oh, like yeah. Sorry, man. I totally blanked on that. Yeah. I that would be, I think, the health and wellness category for sure. We're seeing more and more topicals, skincare products, you know, for blemish reduction. There's charcoal masks you can get, eye creams. So, yeah, definitely that health and wellness category.
Cool.
Yeah.
Question number three. What is your go-to snack when you get the munchies?
Okay. A peanut butter and pickle sandwich. That is my go-to. I know I have had some heavy indica when I'm in the kitchen making a peanut butter and pickle sandwich. Salty and sweet.
We're going to talk about that
All right,
after this segment
enough.
Is done.
Question number four. What is one area of life that cannabis helps that might surprise people?
Mental health. That is somewhere where I was thoroughly impressed benefits that even I felt. 6 years ago, I was really in a dark place, and cannabis has helped me not only just get out of that dark place, but start really opening doors again. So yeah, mental health, huge, huge believer in that.
And your final question, what is one myth about weed that you think needs to be debunked the most?
Laziness, 100%. It does not make you lazy. It does not make you lazy. Does not. I will argue tooth and nail. Does not make you lazy.
And those have been your five questions.
There we go. All right. Now let's get on to the real.
Stumped me, man.
Let's get on to the real topic here. Peanut butter and pickle sandwich?
Yeah, you know, I don't know where
what?
It even came from, to be honest
yeah.
with you. I think it was, I believe there was a kid I grew up with that had them back, like way back. We're talking elementary school.
Okay.
And I can remember one day just sitting down there going, this, yeah, let's try this. And it being amazing and people looking at me like you're looking at
yeah.
me now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had friends walk into the room watching me pick out on these things and be like, dude.
Have you,
on.
has some of these people, I'm going to try it.
I'm
going to try.
I've converted some.
Okay.
And like I said, it's a salty sweet. So
All
if
right.
you think salty sweet, but the butter ones, Are the best ones, sweet and sour.
Okay,
yeah,
so what kind, like, we need the instructions. For everybody at home, okay, what kind of bread are we using?
Sourdough.
Gotta be
sourdough.
Wow.
Be sourdough. You
You're
nice,
putting a lot
bread.
Of tastes
yeah.
in here. Jeez.
Yeah, it's gotta be
okay.
nice, soft bread.
Soft, not toasted.
Not toasted, no. You can do
okay.
toasted, but soft is better.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sourdough.
Sourdough.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we got sourdough. Yeah. What kind of peanut butter? Are we going chunky or smooth?
I prefer smooth when it comes to the peanut butter pickle sandwich.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Any brand in particular or just any smooth?
No, I'm pretty open to, I'm not brand specific.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And now the main question. What kind of, there's a lot of pickles out there. What kind of pickle are we talking about here?
I prefer the sweet and sour ones.
Sweet and sour.
I really do. Yes. I find that they work the best. Garlic and peanut butter just doesn't seem to go together.
Okay.
And I'm sure people are going to laugh who are listening to me describe a peanut butter and pickle sandwich.
That's right. That's right.
But garlic is the wrong choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet and sour is the way to go.
How are you chopping up the pickles here? Are we chopping thin. Like this?
Lengthwise thin.
Or are you chopping like down?
Oh, nice and lengthwise thin.
Lengthwise. Okay. Yeah. So you got to like, so it's a long, thin pickle.
100%.
That's not just like a thin little circles.
No, go nice and long and thin and good thickness. You want to taste the pickle.
So how thin are we talking here? Like,
oh, you know, a little under a quarter inch, you know, 3/16 would be good. Yeah.
Okay. Next time you do it.
Yes.
Take a picture for me.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
I will absolutely do that for you.
The game changer.
When are you going to try this, Elliot?
Next week. I don't have time this week to do it because I already know like what my week looks like.
Yeah.
I am going to try this next week. If you have a one prior to, I need to picture first.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guarantee you I'll have one. 4:20 is tomorrow. I'm okay. Going to have one tomorrow night.
I on yet that I haven't enjoyed.
Then you're going to enjoy a peanut butter pickle sandwich.
And I like pickles.
Yeah.
Now, what the game changer for me in this whole adventure of a food option turned into was the sourdough bread though.
Yeah.
Like that is an interesting concept right there.
And here's
even more so than the sandwich in itself.
I recently have tried to branch out and try new things. And
yeah.
And I got some sourdough bread the other day and I made one. And I was like, wow, I have recently elevated my munchy snack. So
wow.
Yeah. And that's why it was so quick to answer because
sourdough.
It's legit. It is legit.
Tanner's loving this.
Yeah. Well, because like you ask any stoner what their go-to snack is and they'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they know. You know what you want when you're intoxicated. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How could I not? The experience, the story of it alone. Even like it was gross. At least I have a story and I'm documenting some of it.
Yeah.
Do you put butter on the bread prior to?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Who puts butter on the bread before peanut butter?
A lot of people. It's a foreign concept to me as well. I don't understand.
I've always thought it was messed up, Dad. I've always thought that was messed up. Yeah.
Me too. I've never understood it, but okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so delicious. Sourdough,
yeah.
Smooth peanut butter, and then a nice salty sweet pickle lengthwise.
Both sides of the bread have to have peanut butter.
Of course. Okay, we're not barbarians here.
Well, some people, they make a peanut butter sandwich, they put peanut butter on the side and they close it up.
Yeah.
That's not a peanut butter sandwich.
No.
If you're putting peanut butter and regular butter or one side, you're an animal. Like both of these options are just, there's a way to make a peanut butter sandwich and that's not it.
I like to remain neutral for most of the show. Like I don't like to pick sides, but like when it comes to peanut butter, like I don't mind putting myself out there on the line. Like you're an animal if you're not putting peanut butter on both pieces of the bread.
I would agree.
Yeah.
You don't die on many hills, but one made out of
that's
peanut
one.
Butter,
that's one
will.
I'll go to. Yeah. My brother-in-law and Tanner know me pretty well. And so for the show, I keep it super neutral. And even for my old Facebook videos, like it's just light, it's just airy.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're just like, Elliot, you need to like, I have opinions. Like you need to start shooting a show that's just like the real Elliot.
That'd
like,
be cool. I would gladly.
It would be cool, but I wouldn't.
It would be cool for like me and his brother-in-law and his sister.
Yeah. For everybody else, they'd be
it'd
like,
be
wow,
very confusing.
It'd be very confusing. Yeah. So, but yeah, I'll die on this hill. I'll die on the two peanut butters on both slices of bread.
Enjoy.
All right, man. Listen, Tanner just gave me the watch. That means we're out of time.
Okay.
But I want to thank you for coming.
Hey,
I want to tell
me.
You, please come. Please come more often.
Love to.
We're going to work on that after this show's done. We're going to figure something out to make this more of a regular thing.
That'd be great.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mics, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right. Well, I guess if I could plug one thing, tomorrow is 4:20. Wednesday, 4:20.
So this will air on 4:20.
Yeah.
So today is 4:20.
Today's 4:20.
Today's 4:20. And enjoy. It's a special holiday to me. It just gives me time to kind of reflect and remember how cannabis has really helped me, in my words, be a better person these days. So, happy 4:20, everybody. Consume safe. Try something new. And I look forward to meeting you all in the future.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. I hope you're having a great day. Oh, and geez, We've got to shout out our sponsors before the end of the show. Thank you, Noral Toyota and MIB Moving. We appreciate your support. So now let's head back to the end. Hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.